Not all of us can live in a normal place. While most of the nation resides in cities that aren't that far from average, there is the occasional town that is unusual, different, strange, weird, and the name of their town says as much. We go to a place that proclaims, "The odds are with you," on today's edition of The American Countryside.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In the years immediately following the Civil War, Donna Gilkison says the people who settled here were a mix from both sides.
A lot of people from the East and the North came here in this area and settled, and a lot of the ex-Southern patriots came back here.
In 1868, the settlement had grown to the point that the town was platted and an official name needed to be given for the place.
They had written to the United States Postal Service in Washington, D.C., and they had asked if they could use the name Excelsior.
But there was already an Excelsior Springs, Missouri, so the Postal Service turned them down. It was back to the drawing board.
So they submitted three other names, and they said, if those are already taken, we give you permission to think of a name for us, but just something kind of peculiar.
The three new names submitted were also in use. As Gilkison notes, the Postal Service was allowed to choose a name that was peculiar.
I think it was interesting they used that word peculiar because they could have said, oh, something that's just unusual. And it could have ended up being Unusual Missouri. But they said peculiar.
And because they didn't say unusual, different, out of the ordinary, strange, weird, but specifically peculiar, that's what they got.
So the head of the post office there said, tongue-in-cheek probably, since you just want a peculiar name, why not use peculiar? And so that's what he assigned them.
Today, the people of this town take great pride in being a little different in our nation. In fact, the slogan that welcomes visitors reads, "Peculiar, where the odds are with you." Traveling the countryside in Peculiar, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.